JC, it is time to make our picks for week 6 in the CFL. The Toronto Argonauts are 6.5-point underdogs when they visit the Montreal Alouettes on Thursday night. The Owls won the recent matchup between the two teams in week 4 when Caleb Evans hit Cole Speaker for a 44-yard touchdown on a surprise third down bomb and are looking to improve to 6-0 for the first time since 2006. Meanwhile, the Argos are coming off a disappointing loss in Saskatchewan, during which Cameron Dukes threw 4 interceptions. Ouch. To make matters worse, the former CFL All-Star defensive lineman, Jake Ceresna, will not play in this game due to a shoulder injury. JC, can Toronto hand Montreal their first loss of the season, or at least cover what is a relatively widespread?
Look, Toronto had a formula for victory to start the year. That's how they upset BC. That's how they got off to a 2-0 start. It was Cameron Dukes not turning over the football and being efficient with it, and a strong defensive line getting after the passer. Well, Cameron Dukes has thrown 5 interceptions in the last 2 weeks, and they no longer have 2 all-stars on that defensive line in Falarin Arumolade and Jake Ceresna. It was a commanding victory by the Montreal Alouettes the last time these two teams played 2 weeks ago now. It's going to be an even bigger victory for Montreal this time around. I'm taking them to cover all these points. I think the Argos are in a little bit of a spiral until they can get healthy on the defensive side of the ball. I don't think they've got the horses right now to get it done against a top team like Montreal.
I'm taking the Alouettes to win, certainly, and largely for the reasons you stated. I think Toronto's defensive line was the best in the CFL coming into this year, but between the release of Sean Oakman and the injuries that have riddled, especially the edge rushers that they've got, I don't know how this unit is supposed to perform at a high level. So I am taking the Alouettes to win. However, I am going to take the Argos to cover in this one, specifically because the Alouettes are on a short week, right? It is tough to overcome that in the CFL. Granted, the Alouettes were at home last week. They're at home again. But playing with just one practice, Marc-Antoine Ducroix, a game-time decision, the all-star safety for the Alouettes, that could be an issue. And I also think that the Argos have upgraded this receiving core. They have very talented Canadian receivers, but they're almost all on the 6-game injured list. Guys like Kevin Mattel have not played. Deshaun Brissett has not played. So they are going to 4 American receivers in this one, with Tommy Neal hitting the 6-game injured list. I think that might make the options for Cameron Dukes a little bit better. Maybe they can catch the Alouettes a little bit off guard with this short week. But again, I don't think they get the job done in terms of a win. I will pick them to cover the relatively widespread. The Calgary Stampeders are 4.5-point road underdogs against the Winnipeg Blue Bombers on Friday as they look to bounce back following a late collapse against the Montreal Alouettes. Jake Mayer struggled mightily last week, managing only 106 yards through the air, though he helped lead the Stamps to a win over Winnipeg back in week 4. The Blue Bombers are coming off their first win of the season as Chris Driveller and Brady Oliveira ran over the Ottawa Redblacks, though it appears likely Zach Collaros will return from injury in this one. Can the Blue Bombers make it 2 in a row, JC?
I think they can. As much as the Stampeders got out to a lead early in that game against the Alouettes, the way they collapsed and the way their offense struggled left me with no positive feelings about this team right now. The Blue Bombers, however, are trending in the right direction. And the biggest thing they figured out last week is how to go back to your bread and butter, right? Give Brady Oliveira the ball. He's been crying out, desperate for touches. Well, they gave him 28 last week. Give him 30 this week, and you will beat the Stamps regardless of who is your quarterback. The Stampeders have to play a similar style of football, and we're not sure if Dedrick Mills will even be available to them. They got 2 backup running backs hurt last week. I think the better running game is going to be the Winnipeg Blue Bombers this week, and they're going to win because of it.
Mills did practice on Tuesday, but you're absolutely right, JC. The Stamps are extremely banged up at the running back position, and that does not bode well, considering that Jake Mayer, if you were to project his season on a graph, it would look like a very exciting roller coaster right now because it is a straight line down. He started off very strong, and he played terribly, terribly against the Montreal Alouettes last season. Now, granted, the Bombers do not have Montreal's defense, but still, I don't have any faith in Jake Mayer at this point in time. It's going to be a hostile crowd at Princess Auto Stadium. Bomber fans excited for the first win of the season. They're going to be loud and proud in this one. I will take the Winnipeg Blue Bombers to win and cover this relatively short spread. Zach Collaros has had a poor start to the season. There is no doubt about that. However, I don't believe that the two-time CFL MLP has simply forgotten how to play football. He's now had a little bit more time to get used to some of his new weapons with Kenny Lawler and Dalton Schoen, of course, still out of the lineup. And I think that this Bomber team has found its footing. They've got a lot of work to do, obviously, to dig themselves out of a very substantial hole. They've dug themselves at the bottom of the West Division standings. But I do have them winning a second straight game here to improve to 2-4. And I think that they will win this one by a touchdown or more. So I am loving this line at -4. I think they get it done, and I think they get it done by at least a little bit.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
The Saskatchewan Roughriders are 7.5-point road underdogs heading into BC this week, where they'll take on the Lions in the second annual Watermelon Smash. Let's go. The Riders upset the Argonauts last week, picking off Cameron Dukes four times, and are looking to start the season 5-0 for the first time since 2013. Meanwhile, the Leos throttled the Hamilton Tiger Cats as Vernon Adams Jr. threw for four touchdowns and over 300 yards before halftime. With Shea Patterson likely under center for a second straight game, can Saskatchewan get the upset this week at BC Place Stadium?
Look, I think BC is the easy pick to win here. That offense has looked fantastic. But that 7.5-point spread, that scares me a little bit here. And the reason why is Corey Mace and that Saskatchewan defense. I don't think Shea Patterson has enough to put them over the top and win this game. But the way they took the football away from Toronto last week, let's not forget that last year around this time, VA went into Toronto and there was a defense led by Corey Mace that picked him off not once, not twice, not three times, six times in that game. I'm not saying that that's going to happen again, but he has struggled with a Corey Mace scheme before. I think his long no interception streak to start the year, over 160 straight pass attempts without a pick, is going to end in this game. There's going to be a few turnovers, and that could shorten the gap between these two opponents, even though the Lions are the much better team.
The Riders have used the same blueprint through their first four games, which is take the ball away, hand over fist, and on offense, just protect it, right? The offense has not been, certainly not been poor, but it's not been sensational, over-the-top, crazy, wild plays. It has been a ball-control, conservative offense and a defense that swarms to the football and forces all kinds of havoc. So to me, if the BC Lions can just simply protect the football, take a leaf out of the Riders' book, if you will, they will win this game. Saskatchewan is plus 10 right now in the turnover ratio. That is by far and away number one in the league. They are averaging plus 2.5 takeaways per matchup. That is unbelievable, but I also think it's unsustainable. Full credit to Saskatchewan for their 4-0 start. I did not have them at 4-0 to start the year. Not saying it's not deserved, but I also don't think it's sustainable. I think Shea Patterson is going to turn the ball over at least once in Vancouver, and as long as the Lions can avoid any takeaways, even just more than one, I think that they not only win this game, I think that they win it by double digits. I think that the Lions are playing at a different level right now than any other team in the West Division. They had a very impressive win in Winnipeg. Obviously, the offense was unbelievable in Hamilton this past week. Vernon Adams Jr., 4 touchdowns, over 300 yards in the first half alone. I think that that gravy train keeps rolling. I don't think this game is going to be particularly close. I'm going to take the BC Lions and all of those points. I'm going to eat them -7.5. Willing to do it. The Ottawa Redblacks are 3.5-point underdogs when they visit the Edmonton Elks on Sunday. As of this recording, it's unclear if fourth-year passer Drew Brown will be available after suffering a head injury during the team's loss to Winnipeg last week. The Elks, meanwhile, are coming off a bye and are still looking to get in the win column for the first time at 0-4. J.C. McLeod-Bethel-Thompson considers the team's slow start a test from the ancestors of football. Do you think they can pass the test and get their first win of the season on Sunday?
Well, they better. This isn't even a prediction. This isn't a pick from me. It's a pleading. It's a please get it done, because if it doesn't happen on 17 days of rest, it's never going to happen, Edmonton. This is your prime opportunity after that long bye week, the long week after, to go up against a team that's not sure who their starting quarterback is going to be and pull out a victory. If you can't get it done in those scenarios, then you made a mistake by letting Chris Jones survive the bye week. It has to happen now. I think they're going to get it done.
I'm with you, JC, and this might be the first time in CFL history that an 0-4 team has been favored by over a field goal, but I do think that they deserve to be the favorites here. I like what we've seen from the Ottawa Redblacks in terms of their physicality, but offensively, they looked entirely out of sorts this past week against the Winnipeg Blue Bombers. I like how they were able to run the ball with Reichwell Armstead, but they struggled to finish drives, and Drew Brown looked completely off the same page as his receivers this past week. So I am not bullish on their ability to put up points. I am taking the Edmonton Elks to get off the schneid, get their first win of the season, and I think they could do it by more than a touchdown here. I mean, McLeod-Bethel-Thompson and his offense certainly have had no issues putting up points this year. That's not been the problem. The point is keeping their opponents below 25 points. I think they're going to be able to do it here, but of course, it remains unclear who will start at quarterback. Hopefully, we'll know that closer to game time. Until then, enjoy this week's slate of games in the CFL, and please join us again next week for our pick straight up and against the spread in the Canadian Football League.